Scruffy McDuffy by Sarah Case Mamika, illustrated by Nicholas Peruzzo. Scruffy McDuffy was a scraggly little mutt, and he jumped with fear as the cage door slammed shut. He'd always been free to roam as he pleased, had been on his own until he was suddenly seized. He was born of all places in the middle of a zoo, after a gate was left ajar and his mom snuck through. With birds chirping happily and animals all around, Scruffy and his siblings enjoyed their amazing playground. Then things changed forever on that sad rainy day when Scruffy secretly watched as his family was taken away. Hidden in dense bushes, completely out of sight, the frightened little puppy shivered and shook with fright. What would he do now that he was left all alone? How could he survive completely on his own? Secure in the protection of the shrub's thick green leaves, Scruffy silently watched as people walked by in the late afternoon breeze. He was tempted to join them, but somehow he knew he'd best not venture out until the people were few. He was getting so hungry and feeling terribly down as his stomach churned loudly and made strange rumbling sounds. "What are you doing here, and what is that noise?" came a voice from behind him that seemed rather annoyed. "My mother was taken, so I have no food at all, and I'm so hungry I could eat a stone wall." "Perhaps I could help you," was the kind squirrel's reply. "Since the zoo is now closed, let's venture out and give it a try." They walked by the meerkats, observing curiously from their enclosure, and found some water in puddles from when the storm had passed over. Scruffy lapped up the liquid until his thirst was quite quenched, but his hunger was definitely still and extremely intense. "Come," said the squirrel, "I think I have a solution, if you don't mind a little second-hand contribution." Scruffy followed the squirrel along the long, winding trail, where he saw fruits and vegetables behind a lengthy, high rail. "The tortoises," said the squirrel, "often have leftover food. I'll scamper over and get some while trying not to intrude." "Thank you, thank you," was Scruffy's rapid reply. "Right now, I'd give absolutely anything a try." From the zebras to the camels, the animals all became friends, and never minded with Scruffy sharing a few odds and ends. That included the lemurs, the flying fox and emus, the giraffes, the cassowary, and the Chilean pudus. With scraps from these animals, raccoons, monkeys, and deer, Scruffy enjoyed his fun home and survived for almost a year. Then one day, as a squirrel was retrieving scraps from the trash, Scruffy heard a small noise and made a fast dash. "Oh no, too late," he realized with great dread, and came to a fast halt as the net went over his head. "Gotcha," said the dog catcher. "Got you at long last. Your zoo days are over. There'll be no more free pass." Now, in a cold metal cage, shivering with fear, for the very first time, down Scruffy's face rolled a tear. Then gentle hands carefully lift him out of the cage as he heard a soft, loving voice saying, "Don't be afraid." He was scrubbed, poked, and prodded from one end to the other. Though he shuddered and shook, not a sound did he utter. These strange people were gentle, caring, and kind, but all Scruffy wanted was to be unconfined. days passed so slowly as by the cage people passed. They gawked and they stared. He felt like a total outcast. Then one day, in a whisper, he heard a small voice say, "Mom, this one, this one." What a fantastical, wonderful day. He was free, and off to a new home with a house, yard, and family of his very own. But it wasn't that simple. He had manners to learn, which he quickly found out after some major concerns. It seems chewing huge holes in the couch and the chair can cause serious problems, like anger and despair. That also goes for pillows, which can turn into shreds when tossed and played with on off-limit beds. Digging holes in the yard and depositing mud on the floor can result in some yelling and a colossal uproar. So many rules to be strictly obeyed, but he'd learned them all. He wasn't afraid. Don't beg for food or nip at people's heels. No whining, no biting, or eating the cat's meals. Don't jump, don't bite, or pull on the leash. And from the table, never, ever take the quiche. With patience from his family, Scruffy worked hard at his quest to become a great friend and companion. Yes, he'd be the best. The journey was difficult, quite lengthy and slow, but at obeying the rules, he became a real pro. The effort was all worth it, for Scruffy was happy at last, with a loving, caring family and his own piece of grass. He'd always protect them, and they'd be there for him. For his wonderful new family, he'd risk life and limb.